So before we finish off here, let's have another recap. We have a story, a statement, we've recognised our industries and we've picked a media outlet to contact. We've found someone to talk to and we're plugged into the Twitter platform. We now have a press release and you know what? We've sent it. Congratulations. You've learnt my seven-step framework to make your business famous. And I can't wait for you to tell me you've succeeded. So let's just have a bit of a conclusion, a little bit of an ending to all of this for now, because it's a cycle. The seven steps are a cycle that you can pick up and do anytime. So congratulations and well done for completing this course. But let's now just reevaluate and compare our scores from when we did the questionnaire at the beginning of the course. So it's now at the back of the workbook, and let's just see with scores out of 10 how confident you are now. How are you in terms of approaching the press now? How confident are you? Have you got clear objectives for your press activity? What sort of story do you want to have featured? Do you know who you'd like to read it or view it? Can you write a press release? Are you happy making calls to pitch your piece? Do you know the media outlets near you and where you would want to be featured? And are you regularly hunting down opportunities to promote your business in the press? From here, I would love to support you and celebrate your whole business journey. Because watching others learn and grow is an empowering thing to me. And so here is my exclusive opportunity to you, because I want to support you further with becoming confident and developing your business. I want to see you getting these basics right, guide you whilst you grow, and celebrate with you. Club Mannequin is my creative business support community. And the link to join is in the resource section in your workbook. There is a special coupon code too, so that you can join us for your first month at 50% off the usual price. Now, this is only the coupon for you, very, very kindly putting your trust in me and purchasing this course. There is no monthly commitment on that membership fee, and it is a fabulous group. We meet each Tuesday at 8 p.m. London time on Zoom to learn, connect, have fun, and be supported with access to me for your questions so that you can grow your business. There is an application process to join because I want to make sure you are a correct fit for my community. Being in business throws all sorts of challenges, challenges that I've met along my way, and my objective is to provide frameworks, make you accountable. Help you iron out the crinkly bits, and see you succeed. There was a crinkly bit there in my audio. Now, I just want to end this whole course and this audio by talking about proactive and reactive press communications. Because what we've learned so far is being proactive and strategic. Knowing specifically what we want to get out there in the press and following my framework that I've outlined to you here, that is a strategic move. But what happens when something pops up in the news that you could be chosen as the expert in your niche and all that proactive activity starts paying off? All of a sudden, you've got the biggest amount of press, newspapers, radio stations phoning you. They want to talk to you, and they want to talk to you right now. That's when you need to be ready. But what you've been doing in this course is that you've been getting ready for those situations. So, as an example, I was on the BBC One show because of sizes of mannequins in shop windows. There's obviously a correlation there because it's about mannequins, but it wasn't something that I was even considering pitching about. Different sizes of mannequins in, from the ones in the 50s are very different to the ones that you see now. So I've been listed a long time ago as the go-to person for mannequins in the BBC's database, and that came from my original interview with BBC Radio Nottingham. So I'm the go-to person for mannequins. So boom, who do they phone? And the conversation went a little bit like this. Hello, this is the BBC One show. Yep, we want to talk to you. We want to film. Oh, and can we film this afternoon? Because it's for a piece that's needs to go out on the One show tonight. So then all hell breaks loose, of course. But the thing is that what do you say? You don't say, oh, I can't do it today. Sorry, I'm going to be having tea and cakes. You're going to say, yes, I'm ready. I'm going to cancel everything. I'm going to do it. That's the kind of world that it is. It moves very, very quickly. And interestingly, as I've recorded this, at the point of time of me recording this audio, I've got the same thing going on today. Not the One show, but another big media outlet. So how do you deal with it? Well, you just need to be prepared. You've got your statement. You know it off by heart. You know what you want to talk about. If they're going to twist that subject slightly, then it's really not an issue because you are still you with your story and statement, and nobody can change that. But here is a really, really good piece of advice. As they contact you, it's like they fly into your life and then they fly out again. It's literally really easy for these people to appear and just disappear like mysterious beings that they are. So make sure that when you do talk to them, you ask them, would you mind me being able to keep your details so that if I've got something in the future and you wouldn't mind, that I can send it to you? Now, everyone I've ever said that to, nobody has ever said no, even if they're extremely busy people. None of them have said, no, can't do that. I'm not interested. Of course they're interested. They're looking for stories all the time. They're looking for scoops. What's this? What's going on there? Could we talk to that person to get a reaction on that situation? They need you. They absolutely 100% need you, as they are always in need of content. So just by doing this, you can build up your list of contacts who already know you. Bonus, they're already warm. So that whenever you've got something ready to go in your proactive world, you can use those resources that you've managed to collate, the contacts you've managed to bring together from the reactive situations, and you can make them work for you, and then you can get more press and you can get more coverage. This list should be as simple as the spreadsheet I've provided with publication name, contact name, email, Twitter account, organized into columns on your spreadsheet. Then it's really easy to email a new press release to them all simply by highlighting and copying the email address column that you've made. And then just remember to put all of those contacts into the BCC section when you send out that email. I usually then put my own email address in the to box. I would love for you to have a press page. I've given you a link to mine, a page on your website listing all the press that you've had to date, because on a rainy day, it's a lovely thing to look through. It's such a valuable thing. So please, please don't skip out on this. It's lovely to look through. It's great for your clients to look through. Anybody who wants to suss you out a little bit more because they're cold and they want to warm to what you're doing, they can also look through. It's an incredible thing to have. Don't skip it. And if you just take away what I've taught you in this course and you've got wins from that, please, please, please let me know. I've put the link to my personal Facebook profile in the workbook because that's pretty much where I hang out. So please do feel free to friend request me and let me know your wins. Do come and let me know because I want to hear about it. And you can also leave a review on the website for this product as well if you would like to. I'd be very grateful if you did that. There's a link to the product again so that you can leave us a review. I am so delighted to have been able to record all of this, put all of this together, deliver it to you. And it goes without saying as that in everything in life, the preparation is key. Good luck!